He's got a couple, of course, in the Nivison today. Morning to you, Jace.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. Duff's here and Mike Fraser as well. You're happy to go on with these two in the Nivison today?
Yeah, they'll both start today. The track's just got back into that heavy range, but the forecast looks okay, so they'll both start.
This mare, White Moss, is an absolute beauty. She's just got a terrific will to win there, Jace.
Yeah, very natural racehorse. She took a little while physically to come to hand, but once she'd sort of had those couple of early runs out of the road for education, like you said, she's just got a terrific will to win.
She's got a little bit of experience on wet tracks. She was well beaten at Warwick Farm one day, but then she did win at, I think she won at Wyong one day on a heavy track?
Yeah, that's right. The Warwick Farm run on paper probably looks moderate, but she was first up. She had one trial. She got caught deep. Wasn't a fact. I don't think she handled the ground. It was just circumstances around it. The biggest, you know, I'm not worried about the track surface with her. She seems to handle everything, and her will to win, like you said, is something that gets her through a lot of these races.
She'll just stride, be somewhere on the in the first three or four there. Stride
That's
forward.
Right. Just pretty much where she lands, where she's comfortable. Have her travelling within herself. She'll give a good kick.
What about this other mare? Does this wet track bring her into play to a certain extent? I see she won the Albury Guineas on a wet track one day.
Yeah, and didn't handle the track a yard down there. I think she's probably just a little bit better than that day. Probably would have preferred it a little bit better for her. Soft range would have been fine. It will really depend how it plays during the day and whether she can get a good grip on the surface. In saying that, 1200 is probably a little bit sharp for her. As long as she's hitting the line, we'll be pleased with her performance.
Sweet Serendipity in the last. Is that a run under his belt now? He could give a bit of cheek there?
I think so. Probably sort of horse now. He's a little bit older. Might just take that, take another run to come to his peak. But once again, depending on how the track plays today, he'll be up on the speed, if not leading. And like you said, I think he'll give it a good kick and it'll take a good horse to get past him.
Okay, beauty. White Moss, the best of them?
Yeah, for sure. It's hard to go past her. I guess the biggest question mark is how she stacks up against the better mares.
Any thoughts of finding a little listed race for her in Melbourne? Or?
Yeah, look, it's something we'll probably just get through today first, but there's even a graze race down there worth good prize money that I think based on last year's results, she'd actually get in quite well, even if she won today. So get through today and just have a look what's down there and also possibly up here. So as long as she runs well today, we'll be happy.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Good on you, Jace. Good luck with the three of them.
Thank you.